So one other question before we get into your case, because I see that she was ER positive, at least when she started out. In any event, kind of curious what your thoughts are about the PERTAIN study. Finally got published in the JCO. Maybe you can talk about what it looked at, what it saw, and what it means to you in terms of making decisions.
Yeah, I think the PERTAIN study is one that is a little hard to know how to apply it to clinical practice. So PERTAIN was a randomized study that looked at hormonal therapy. I believe it was an AI consistently, but I am not totally sure. And everyone received trastuzumab. This was in the metastatic setting, and half the patients received pertuzumab. And then the other wrinkle in all of this is that patients were allowed but were not required to have received a prior chemotherapy regimen. So some of these patients had received prior chemotherapy and some of them didn't. Overall, there was a benefit for pertuzumab plus trastuzumab versus trastuzumab alone. Interestingly, that benefit was predominantly in the patients who had not received prior chemotherapy. And I don't really know what to do with this, except that I think it gives one a little bit more flexibility in the patient with ER-positive, HER2-positive disease. If you really want to avoid chemotherapy and start with endocrine and anti-HER2 therapy alone, you can probably justify a little more easily than you used to be able to, giving the two antibodies and hormonal therapy. How that stacks up against giving chemotherapy first and then giving hormonal therapy, or giving hormonal therapy perhaps with just trastuzumab first, it's hard to know.
Although, you know, in terms of tolerability, quality of life, if they use your paclitaxel, Cleopatra type approach, it's kind of maybe a little bit easier. Or,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, wider audience there. You know, another, you know, it's just, you know, Joyce, you know, just spouts off stuff constantly. I was driving down US-1 the other day, listening to her interview, going, whoa, every stoplight, I'm thinking what she brought up the fact that in PERTAIN, the PFS was similar to Cleopatra. 16 months or something. And of course, obviously Cleopatra has survival data, PERTAIN doesn't, but I had never heard anybody bring that up. But I mean, whether it's comparable to Cleopatra or not, I mean, it is a pretty substantial therapy, I guess.
You know, so I think that that is the case. And, you know, although it's confounded by the fact that some of these patients receive prior chemotherapy.
Right.
As I said, I think it gives you justification if you want to use hormonal therapy and anti-HER2 therapy and you want to give two antibodies, you can do it.